There was a strange sight in Davidson a few weeks ago, workers in white suits mowing lawns. It's part of a $3 million asbestos cleanup by the EPA at about 20 homes and other properties around an old mill. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Tim Mascara lives across the street from a grassy hillside that covers a decades-old asbestos dump. His yard is contaminated, too, so the EPA has hired workers to mow the lawn until the asbestos can be removed. A few weeks ago, they came for the first time in protective gear.
It was humorous because you see guys in full white suits, you know, and gas masks on, right, respirators on, pushing lawnmowers across the yard. And then they caught all the clippings and put them on a truck and hauled them off and tested them.
Mascara's house is one of about 20 properties where EPA tests last fall found asbestos. It came from the old Carolina asbestos factory, which operated nearby from 1930 to 1960. Back then, neighbors had it delivered to cover driveways and level their yards, in an era before the dangers of asbestos became known. Some neighbors have always worried about the asbestos and its risks. Mascara says the white-suited workers have stirred up old fears.
I think that image captures their emotion in the whole thing, that they're kind of scared, they're a little timid. I'm not really scared.
That's because tests on the grass clippings and air quality after the first round of mowing in the neighborhood all came back with no sign of airborne asbestos, which can cause cancer and other deadly lung diseases. So yard workers no longer need protection. John Armstrong also lives next door to the old mill, and his yard has asbestos too. He supports the EPA in the cleanup, but says some neighbors still blame local officials for not doing more to help them.
They're still mad and angry about the years of not paying attention. Then all this growth coming in, digging up the ground that they knew that was infested with asbestos.
That anger flared up during a meeting 2 weeks ago in Davidson's largely African-American West Side neighborhood, where town manager Jamie Justice faced questions.
What this is about is finding out what the facts are, what they're going to do with it, so we can move forward.
Sir, you have facts before that.
Well, to me, I'm just telling you where I'm dealing with that.
Justice reminded the residents that while the asbestos may have been ignored in the past, several agencies, the EPA, the State Department of Environmental Quality, and State Health Department, are now working on it. Jordan Gerard is leading the EPA's Superfund cleanup. He says officials need to listen, but also stay focused on the cleanup.
I'm here to clean up these yards, eliminate any exposure pathways. I unfortunately can't fix what's happened in the past. I'm only here to help things moving forward at that point. And that's, you know, kind of what I continuously stress.
The work is scheduled to begin the second week of May. Contractors for the EPA will start at the historically black Davidson Presbyterian Church next to the old mill, then move on to nearby houses. They'll dig up the top foot or so of soil, lay down a plastic barrier, then fill yards with new soil. During the work, residents will have to move out for a few days into hotel rooms provided by the EPA. John Armstrong likes the sound of that.
I can stand that, as long as it's nice, and I can kick my feet off and then don't have to clean up behind myself.
All the attention to asbestos in Davidson began last fall when a Charlotte developer held a public meeting about a proposed apartment complex on the mill site. There's asbestos there, too. A spokesman said this week the project remains on hold while they negotiate with state officials over how to clean up the mill, too. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Davidson.